Oranga Tamariki has been routinely taking newborn Pepe from their parents without any warning, using court orders obtained without whānau having a say, according to a critical report from the Chief Ombudsman. The report's He Taki Kohu Ki Huki, a matter of urgency, found in most cases the ministry knew about the mother's pregnancy months in advance, and there was time to involve the parents and whānau in decisions about what was best for the baby. Instead, decisions were made late, without expert advice or independent scrutiny, and in most cases, a without-notice application was made to the court for custody. So-called Section 78 applications for interim custody are supposed to be reserved for the most serious and urgent cases, where there are no other options. The files of 74 babies aged up to 30 days old from a two-year period ending in June 2019 were reviewed for the report. 75% of them were physically removed from their parents. In a moment, Oranga Tamariki's CEO, Gráinne Moss, but first, the Chief Ombudsman, Judge Peter Boucher, joins me now. Good evening, Judge. How would you characterise the practice of taking babies from their parents?
Lisa, good evening to you. First of all, this should only occur as an absolute last resource. And the high watermark of our investigation was this. We found that routinely, unfortunately, Oranga Tamariki was leaving things too late in the process, not consulting along the way enough, and then having to apply without notice, not as a preferred option, but because it had run out of time and it had to do it. It should have been much more forward-thinking in its planning. And the reason I say that is, look, there's nothing much more traumatic than having a baby taken without you knowing.
So was it just sloppy practice, or does it amount to an abuse of power?
I wouldn't suggest for a moment that there was any intentional abuse of power. I think that Oranga Tamariki knows that it's in the middle of a transformation. It knows that it's had a troubled past. That's why the government wants it by 2022 to be quite a different agency. The trouble is that there has been such, I think, entrenched ways of working that it will need a quantum shift to get it to the stage where it has the public's confidence.
So to get in a court order to take a child without family having a say is one of the harshest levers that an agency could use. So how adequate was oversight of use of Section 78 applications?
Well, you see, that's our criticism. And you'll gather that this is by far the most in-depth, well-researched report that I've produced in my five-year term. We went through 74 case files and really picked them apart, talked to everyone. It just showed, because of the clinical work we did, that routinely, unfortunately, but this is the only way that we could do our job properly, routinely, when the case disclosed that there was going to be a parent protection issue, there should have been a gradual programmed consultation, discussion, agreement, and working towards a plan instead of a lack of consultation, often no family group conference, and then one was left because of stretched caseloads and management that wasn't cohesive in at the virtual last moment, there being no choice but the social worker got to do as they did and apply without notice.
Those seem to be pretty fundamental failures, are they?
I think it demonstrates that Oranga Tamariki really has a job on its hands. The whole concept, and I'm pleased that you are interviewing Gráinne Moss because I believe she is genuinely committed to change, but the gravity of the task facing the chief executive to lead this organisation into change is immense. I respect and admire the will to do so, but I do not understate the fact that these problems have existed for such a long time that many, particularly Māori, and probably now the disability community, who are not well served by the present process either, by the way, will have some scepticism as to whether Oranga Tamariki is up to the task. So there's a big job ahead, Lisa.
Can you restore trust if you have the same people at the top of an organisation when there have been these fundamental flaws exposed in your report?
I think the virtue of the Ombudsman is that because we are a credible organisation, well-resourced and with integrity, we are here not just for a side swipe and to get out, but we're there for the long haul. So we've made 32 recommendations. They've all been accepted. And we have asked, as one of those recommendations, Oranga Tamariki to report to us in 3 months. We've done this with other agencies that we've investigated. We've looked carefully to see whether there is progress. We are part of making sure that this transformation does occur. It's our job to report and see whether there's adequate progress.
So the process in part was flawed, but did you find that the end decision to remove the pepe was the right one?
Well, that can't be said. You see, that is the problem. The very question you've asked reflects the problem. If earlier on in the process, see, what when this wonderful act was first enacted all those years ago in 1989, what was expected was that power would be shifted away from the state, shifted away from judges, and whānau, hapū and iwi would be empowered to make the decisions, talk it through and come to solutions. That's what the blueprint was. It started off well, but then with poor resourcing, caseloads and perhaps a non-commitment to the really important objectives of this act, it faded away. So we got to a point which we've said robustly in our report is so unacceptable that there has to be an enormous cultural change.
If you can't say whether the decision was right to remove a child, then we can't rule out that some children were unnecessarily taken from their families, can we?
Well, one thing that Oranga Tamariki will want to do as part of good case practice is look at all of the cases that we've looked at. It will want to see whether the way in which it went about its task and applied for a Section 78 order needs now to be revisited. That's the task of Oranga Tamariki. We feel that the process could well have been handled much more attuned to what this act envisaged.
So, Judge, sorry to interrupt, but I just want to be clear on this. So you are suggesting that any responsible organisation would now review all their decision-making in relation to the cases that you reviewed to make sure if indeed they did make the right choice?
Yes. I am. I'm saying that it's far too harsh of the 74 cases we looked at for all to have resulted in Section 78 applications to the court. And of those cases, in 56, the babies were actually removed. I would want, Lisa, and I believe Oranga Tamariki will want to do this, it will want to look at its own practice to see whether it went wrong, and if it did, what it might do to rectify any wrongs.
So what are the long-term consequences for the families involved in these failings then? You talked to a number of people. What did they tell you about, well, the trauma is one of the words used in the report they experienced?
I want this experience, this report, this investigation to lay a platform for those in the future. What I'm most interested in answering your questions is for all of the people of New Zealand, but particularly those who have children who may need to come into care or be looked after, to have a system that they have confidence in that will act not capriciously, but will act with principle and according to the Act. That's what I most want. It's laying a platform for the future which the country can trust.
Appreciate your time this evening. That is Judge Peter Bosher, who is the Chief Ombudsman and has just released the report into Oranga Tamariki and the taking of children from their parents.